Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
And good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have comments, questions, success stories you'd like to share, questions about the longevity products, health challenges you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls. In our next segment, we'll talk to Amy Seawey at the bottom of the hour, the Python Huntress, a professional python hunter who works in South Florida. These days, she's really busy hunting pythons, but she's much more than a python huntress, as it turns out. As it turns out, there's a lot that goes into hunting pythons involving mental health, emotional health, really life strategies. We'll talk to Amy Seawey about some of those lifestyle strategies and success strategies as it has to do with living a good life and also as it has to do with hunting pythons. She's got some really interesting videos on YouTube. Her name's Amy Seawey, S-I-E-W-E, the Python Huntress. Check out her YouTube videos if you want to see some amazing python hunting. I don't know why somebody would be inspired to hunt pythons, but nonetheless, Amy Seawey will be with us at the bottom of the hour and talk about being unstoppable. We're going to talk about 3 simple ways to help you take that terrifying leap off your cliff and land into your best life. And we will talk about reptiles and python hunting as well. Amy Seawey, at the bottom of the hour, your calls next segment. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. If you have questions about the products or you want to speak to a real live human being before you place your order, you can also ask about signing up to join the Bright Side Ben team by calling 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. You can also sign up right off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you are in the Longmont, Colorado area, I will be doing a talk, a longevity talk, along with my friends Dr. Taylor Mitchell, as well as Dr. Paul Beck. We're going to talk about friendly bacteria. We're going to talk about how to be your own healer and how to cleanse, and we'll also talk about plant-derived minerals. That's going to be the subject of my talk, and that's this Saturday, October 15th, 750 17th Street in Longmont, Colorado, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. That's coming up this Saturday. Hope to see you there if you're in the Colorado area, and if you're a member of the Longevity family, and you want to bring some friends, we love new folks. That's this Saturday, October 15th, 750 17th Street, Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Myself, Dr. Taylor Mitchell, and Dr. Paul Beck. All right, Amy Seawee at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk Python hunting and more, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. On our last program, our last live program, we were talking about hormones, and we were talking about the glands, and we were talking about the chakras. And while the chakras have never really been measured or scientifically detected, there is some indication, some scientific indication, that there's a energy system, some kind of energy system that's located where the chakras should be. The chakras are located where the glands are, and or not located where the glands are, but they're associated with the glands. And, of course, the glands are where our hormones are made. Hormones are made in glandular cells, and the glandular cells together make up the glands. There's two major types of glands in the body. You've got glands that are said to be exocrine. Exocrine glands secrete hormones into the digestive system and also into the skin. And then we don't really talk about the exocrine glands as much. What we really talk about is the endocrine glands. The endocrine glands secrete their hormones into the bloodstream, and from there, those hormones can contact all of the cells of the body. Hormones make things happen. In fact, the word hormone means make things happen. It literally means I arouse to activity. Hormones literally make things happen. They are the most fundamental molecules in the body. Not vitamins, not essential nutrients. The essential nutrients are not the most fundamental molecules in the body. The essential nutrients are important. They're essential, of course, because they without the essential nutrients, chemical reactions could not occur. But the hormones are more fundamental in the sense that they make things happen. The essential nutrients help things happen. The hormones make things happen. So the main hormones, the ones we always talk about, are the endocrine hormones. Also, some people refer to them as the steroid hormones. The steroid hormones are about the biochemistry. The endocrine hormones are about where they're located, where they exert their effects, which is in the bloodstream. Now, you also have a bunch of hormones called peptide hormones. We're not going to talk about those, although those are important as well. But it's really the steroid hormones that get all the press. And those are the ones that are all derived from that unfortunately demonized molecule, cholesterol. The steroid hormones all come from cholesterol. So you've got your hormones that are made in the various glands. The glands are all associated with the chakras. And just running through them all, you've got your first chakra, which is associated with the gland, your survival gland, your fight or flight gland, which is your adrenal glands. Then you have your second chakra, which is associated with your reproductive glands. Then you have your third chakra, which is associated with your digestive system and your pancreas, for that matter. Then you have your fourth chakra, which is associated with your thymus or your heart. Interestingly, the fourth chakra is called the heart chakra, and it's associated with the thymus gland, which is located right around your heart area. And the fifth chakra is your associated with the thyroid gland, and that's the chakra that's associated with communication. And then there's a sixth chakra, which is associated with the pituitary gland, and the seventh is associated with the pineal gland. It's really interesting how the science of the chakras is about 5,000 years old. They didn't really know what the glands were. We didn't know what the glands were until the late 18th century, when scientists started to study chemical messengers and hormones. But they knew that there was something going on in those areas. It's kind of interesting. These chakras were said to be wheels of energy by ancient practitioners, but little did they know, as it turns out, there are glands that make hormones that are associated with all of the chakras. So your first chakra is the one that's in the bottom of your body. It's right literally the bottom of your body. If you cut off your legs right in the bottom there, that's called the first chakra. That's known as the first chakra, and that's associated with the adrenal glands. It's associated with the survival response, the fight or flight response, the emergency response. The reproductive glands in the second area, that's your second chakra. And the third is the digestive system. That's the third chakra is really interesting. That's the one where you have a sense of identity and a sense of personal power. The third chakra, the digestive system, is where your power, that's known as your power center. And that's what I've always said about the third chakra, not about the third chakra, but about the center of your body. The center of your body is where your power resides. And if you want to be strong into your into old age. Always work on your core. The core of the body is where we get our power from, from a musculoskeletal perspective, as well as from a hormonal perspective, and as well as from a chakra perspective, this third chakra. Work on the core. Lots of exercise you can do to work on the core. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Zach, hang tight. 844-236-6010 is our number. So before I went to break, I was talking about working on the core of your body. And that is really the most important part of the body to work on as we get older from a musculoskeletal perspective is the abdominal muscles. And the best exercise I know to work on the abdomen. Hey, can you turn that off, please, Alex? When you the best exercise I know of to work the abdominal muscles is called a plank. And that's where the... Hey, Alex, will you turn that off, buddy? I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on over there. My producer guy has fallen asleep at the wheel there. If you you extend your body straight out and you put all your body weight on your forearms and you lay down like you're with your the core of your body off the ground, you're on your toes, your body is straight like a plank. All that the muscles that will be holding your body in place will be located in the core of your body. It's called a plank exercise, and it is the absolute best exercise for engaging the abdominal muscles and building a strong core. You lay down, face down, with all your weight on your forearms and on your toes, and your elbows will be directly under your shoulders, and your forearms are facing forward, your head and neck will be relaxed, you're looking at the floor, and you basically make your body like a plank, and it puts an amazing, amazing load on the center of your body, your core, and it's the best exercise there is for engaging your abdominal muscles and building a strong core. It's called a plank. And I don't know if I described that well, but you can go on YouTube and you can look up plank exercises, and everybody should be doing them, and you can actually do them. There are easy ways to do them. You don't have to start off doing them the hard way. You can start off easy way by putting, instead of being on your toes, being on your knees, and they're not that difficult, but they will engage your core, your abdominal muscles in your core. All right, I think somebody wants to get on the phone here. And there's a bunch of noise, but we'll take the phone call and we'll see what's up here. Is this Lydia that we have? Lydia?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Hold on.
Hey, Lydia, was that you making all that noise?
Was I?
I don't know. I heard a whole bunch of noise. What's up? How you doing? Long time no talk to.
I'm doing great.
Do you know about planks?
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. We're on the air now.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's so weird. This has been a weird night. Anyway, okay.
Yes.
I just had a quick question. I wanted to know about sunflower oil because, you know, it's been Udo's blend, and I've been taking it for a long time, and then I've heard some negative things about the sunflower oil being in the Udo's.
Why? What did you hear that was negative? There's nothing negative about anything Udo does. In fact, I'm going to have him on the program here in the next month or so. Yeah, he's an awesome guy. There's nothing at all negative about what he does. If Udo's doing it, there's nothing negative about it. Who told you there's something a problem with sunflower oil? You know what I should say? Potentially, there's a problem with sunflower oil. Like if you buy it at the grocery store, that kind of thing, that's not good.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but nutritional oil, organic sunflower oil is nutritional. That's kept in a dark bottle in the fridge and used as a nutritional supplement is a good source of omega-6 nutrients, and omega-6s are a very important mm-hmm. essential fatty acid. And you know, let me just say this real quick, because there's a lot of misunderstanding about oils. You know how you hear people say, don't eat oils, don't use oils? You know what I'm talking about there, Lydia?
Yeah, Lydia? Of course. I've heard it all.
People say don't. Yeah, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that. What you want to do is you want to be careful about the oils that are oxidized, and you want to be careful about mm-hmm. cooking oils. So you don't want supermarket oils. You definitely want to stay away from supermarket oils. You want to stay away from oils that are kept in a clear bottle, and you want to stay away from cooking or fried oils or any kind of heated oils, because heating destroys oils.
Right.
So some processed mm-hmm. oils are a problem, deep-fried oils are a problem. But nutritionally speaking, if you have an oil that's kept in a dark bottle and it's in the refrigerator and it's used mm-hmm. fresh, it has nutritional power. Sunflower oil, for example, is a great source of vitamin E. Sunflower oil is a great source of phytonutrients, polyphenols, that have anti-aging mm-hmm. qualities or properties, in addition mm-hmm. to being a source of omega-6s. Okay? So I don't have a problem with sunflower oil, as long as it's done correctly. But you don't want to cook it, and you don't want the supermarket stuff. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Someone said that sunflower oil was an inflammatory oil.
Yeah, that's a knucklehead. That's a person who's a knucklehead, whoever said that.
Okay, good.
Because inflammation, but it's a good point. I'm glad you brought it up, because you do hear that from knuckleheads. And there are knuckleheads out there who say things, and that's fine. You know, you get to be a knucklehead. But here's the thing. Inflammation is part of the healing process. You can't heal without inflammation. So no inflammation, no anti-inflammation. So omega-3s, which are inflammatory, that's right, are part of the healing process. Now, can you have too much of them? Yes. And again, you don't want to cook them, and you don't want to heat them, and you don't want to process them, and you don't want them in a clear bottle, all that stuff. But the fact that omega-6s are inflammatory, and you have people saying things who know really just very little about nutrition, if they say this, oh, it's inflammatory not to use it, shows you how little they know about chemistry. Because you can't have anti-inflammation without inflammation, and inflammation is part of the healing process. In other words, when you cut yourself, Lydia, or you break a bone, God forbid, right? Inflammation occurs, and that inflammation is a prerequisite for anti-inflammation. It's, they're both part of the healing process. Inflammation initiates the healing process. Without inflammation, there's no healing. Does that make sense? If you don't have inflammation, you don't have healing. So they hear the word inflammation, and they go, oh, inflammation, you know, and then they read somewhere that inflammation is a bad thing, which it is. If it's too much, that's definitely a problem. But inflammation is not the problem. It's the cause of the inflammation. So when you hear inflammation associated with diseases, which you do, it's not the inflammation that's the issue. It's the cause of the inflammation, or excessive inflammation. Out of balance inflammation. So, no, that's not true. You need omega-6s and you need omega-3s. They're both EFAs, meaning they're both essential. Thank you. I hope I answered your question there, Lydia. Didn't mean to be rude.
No, not at all. No, that's fine. That's great. No, right. I wanted to hear it because I needed to be able to feel good about buying it.
Yes, Udo is awesome. Udo knows his stuff. The classic book on fats, which anybody who's interested in fats or in nutrition in general, is called Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. And it's in its like 22nd edition now. I read it in the 1980s. I keep two copies of it in both of my offices. It's a major reference source for fats, and it's easy to read. And everybody who's interested in this topic should get Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. Total classic. Probably the most classic book in all of nutrition, certainly in all of fat nutrition. All right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lydia. Have a beautiful evening. Good to talk to you.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Kathy in Minnesota. What's going on, Kathy?
Hi, Ben. I have a quick question about, I have psoriasis, and I have flare-ups, and I find that when I eat steak, I get flare-ups. Can meat cause flare-ups?
It's not so much the meat that's causing it as it is the digestion of the meat that's causing it. Probably what's happening is meat can change bacterial flora, the bacteria in your intestine. And there are certain, when bacteria process meats, they secrete certain compounds that can be toxic or inflammatory, and they can be a problem. And psoriasis, if you're prone towards psoriasis, it can be an issue. It's not the meat per se that's doing it. It's more how your body's processing it, how you're digesting it, and how the bacteria in your colon are responding to it and what they're secreting in response to it. And that's probably where you're at.
Okay.
A couple of things you might want to consider is apple cider vinegar with your meals, digestive enzymes with your meals, and a good probiotic supplement. Wish we had more time, Kathy. That's all the time for this segment. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Amy Seawee, coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We'll return right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Two young children died and their mother was hospitalized after they were attacked by the family dogs in Tennessee. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says detectives responded to a home near Shelby Forest State Park just north of Memphis Wednesday afternoon. A 2-year-old girl and a 5-month-old boy were dead at the home. Their mother, who was also attacked by the dogs, remains hospitalized in stable condition. A round of missile strikes on the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia killed 12 and left 49 injured early Sunday. The southern city was hit by 6 Russian cruise missiles and 16 S-300 anti-aircraft missiles, according to Ukraine's Air Force. And murdered JonBenet Ramsey's half-brother John Ramsey took aim at Boulder, Colorado police in an October 5th tweet regarding his sister's ongoing 1996 murder case. Damn shame, Boulder police refused the help of the much more experienced Denver PD, he wrote. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on brightsideben.com, our website. We have the longevity products up as well, and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories and blog posts and videos and interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. You'll find the longevity products on all the website, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you just want to be part of the multi-billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price. The longevity business opportunity is something you want to take a look at. Head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information, and also Please check out our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, for prevention of post-surgical scarring, for healing of burns and acne and eczema and psoriasis, or just for plain old regular health, skin health. And that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about, the health of the skin. Healthy skin is beautiful skin, and Truth Skin Health products are not topical cosmetics. They're topical nutritional supplements for changing the nature and the constituency and the texture and the health of the skin in order to change the beauty of the skin. And that's why you'll never find any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients, especially fatty vitamin C, retinol, and plant-derived minerals. Check them all out at Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I'm really looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Amy Seawee is the Python Huntress. She's a professional python hunter. She works for the South Florida Water Management District, capturing and euthanizing invasive Burmese pythons. And she also has an interesting take on python hunting vis-a-vis living a good life, being unstoppable, and taking that terrifying leap off your cliff and landing in your best life. Please welcome to the bright side, Amy Seawee, the Python Huntress. Hey, Amy.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm glad you could make it, and thank you for being on the bright side. So I checked out some of your videos. Very impressive. I wouldn't go anywhere near a python. I don't know what the heck you're thinking with it, but I guess somebody has to do it. There's a big python problem in Florida, correct?
There's a huge python problem in Florida, yes.
And how did this happen? Because it was just recently, right? It wasn't like there weren't pythons in there in the 60s and 70s and 80s. I don't remember hearing about them.
Well, we sort of had them, but we didn't know. So, again, the pythons are invasive. So that means they're not from here and they're not supposed to be here. They are originally from Southeast Asia, and they got here because of, the whole story is it's because of the pet trade. Some people, there is controversy. Some people think it's because people let their pets go because they got too big and unmanageable. But really, the epicenter of this was when Hurricane Andrew came through in 1992 and demolished a breeding facility that had and sent 900 Burmese pythons kind of same general vicinity.
Yeah. Was it a residential area? Were people living around there?
It was near Homestead. It wasn't residential. It was basically in the swamp, and so that was in 92. So 30 years later, okay. We have this gigantic, it's an estimated 100,000 to 300,000 pythons.
Oh my God. That is creepy. So are they interacting with people, or are they just pretty much isolated in like the wild and the Everglades and such?
They don't really interact with people. We are not on the menu, thankfully. Unfortunately, they do have voracious appetites, and they have eaten 98% of the mammals in parts of the Everglades.
Oh my God.
That's a huge number. That's a scary number. They're literally changing our ecosystem.
Are they apex predators, or is there anything that can take care of them? Wolves or anything?
That is the problem. They are the apex predator. And so the difference because in Southeast Asia, mammals are still in numbers. There's not a problem. Uh-huh. Their ecosystem is balanced. The thing that Southeast Asia has that we don't are king cobras. And king cobras only eat other snakes. And king cobras
get to
be they get to be 16 feet long. So pythons are the perfect meal for a cobra.
Okay, so the king cobra
keeps their numbers in check.
Yeah, the king cobra balances out. Well, we don't want to have any king cobras in Florida, so that's not going to work.
We've had enough invasives. We don't need a very venomous one.
So pythons aren't venomous. That's the good thing, I guess, about pythons.
Correct.
Did this latest hurricane stir up a python's nest, or so to speak? Like, are there pythons? I hear things about alligators floating around.
We didn't really know how they were going to react to this, because this was a huge hurricane. This is bad. We've still got a lot of people that don't have homes, they don't have power, they don't have anything. I think these pythons went to higher ground. Somehow animals can tell what's coming. And they went to higher ground, and then once the water started to recede, they started coming back. So I caught three a couple nights ago.
Where did you catch them?
So I'm down in, I'm in South Naples.
Okay.
And so I go to, I go into the Everglades and the South Everglades, but here's the thing. I took one off of a boat in my marina right across the street from me. I catch them up and down a main road all the time.
Oh, my gosh. And you just grab them by the head. You just cover up their head. Is that what you do? I saw a video of you doing it, and it's kind of impressive. But I didn't really understand what you were doing. Are you making, like, so they can't see? Does that calm them down or something?
Sure. So with the majority of them, first of all, they get to be 20 feet long. But the majority of what we catch is between 8 to 10 feet. And so, really, with those smaller ones, I'll say, 8 to 10 footers, you just jump on, you grab them behind the neck, and you get them in a bag, and then I take them back to my condo, and I euthanize them there. But
how do you euthanize them? What do you use to euthanize them?
Everything that we do has to be approved by the American Veterinary Association for approved and humane euthanasia methods. So I use a bolt gun. So it's,
okay.
It's well, like one of those that the farmers use for cows and pigs.
And shoot him in the head? You just shoot the snake in the head? Wow.
Yep.
And you do this in your condo?
Well, in the backyard, yeah. I live in a snowbird condo. I wasn't sure that they'd be okay with that.
I guess not. I don't think they would be. And then what do you do with the body?
Well, so I actually use them. I skin them, and then I have them professionally tanned, and then I have products made. I make Apple Watch bands, and I'm getting another line of products. So, well, here's the thing. I love snakes. You know, this is just so crazy that I do what I do, but I love them, and I hate that we have to do this, and I don't want to see them go to waste. So I try to utilize as much of the python as possible so we don't have to throw them out.
Is it lucrative? Can you make a good living doing it?
Well, let's just say this. I was a real estate broker for 13 years.
And you're not a real estate broker.
I moved to Florida. I'm not. I'm a full-time python hunter, and pythons do not pay like houses.
They what?
Pythons do not pay like houses.
Okay, gotcha. Do you eat the meat?
I have tried to eat the meat.
Yeah.
It is very, very, very chewy.
Okay, hang on to that thought, because I want to talk about the relationship of python hunting to having a really good life. That's really intriguing to me. Amy Seaway is with us, the Python Huntress. More with Amy on the Bright Side right after this break.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Amy Seaweed, the Python Huntress. Her website, pythonhuntress.com. So, Amy, the bright side is all about living a great, awesome life. And I love how you relate python hunting to really great qualities like being fearless, being unstoppable, loving your haters. Talk a little bit about the relationship between living a great life and python hunting.
For me, let me back up a little bit here, Ben. So I have loved snakes since my dad put me in a creek when I was little and taught me how to catch all kinds of critters, and I just had some crazy fascination with snakes. Okay, so I don't know why. I mean, why couldn't it be kittens or puppies or, you know, something normal?
Other snakes, reptiles? So. Other reptiles, too, or is it just snakes?
Yes, no, it's all reptiles and amphibians, but mainly snakes.
Okay,
and so, you know, I've been a breeder, I did educational programs for kids, exotic vet, exotic pet store, you know, all kinds of things. Snakes have always been a part of my world. And, you know, but it was always more of a hobby. So I learned about this problem here in Florida about 3 years ago. And so I came down on vacation for 3 weeks with my fiance, and we went out on a python hunt with one of my good friends now, Donna Khalil, and we caught a python. And I'm telling you, it was that moment that I was just like, yes, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. This is it. And here's the thing. I was a real estate broker for the last 13 years. I loved being a real estate broker. I was not looking for another job.
Wow. That's a great story.
And it was in Indiana. And so, as you know, so I literally, in less than 2 months, I dropped everything in Indiana, my career, my business, you know, friends, everything. And I moved to Florida. I didn't know anyone here. I didn't have a job. I didn't even know how to catch pythons here because, you know, you never caught them in the wild. So many silly things. And on paper, it looked ridiculous. But in my heart, I knew this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And I would figure it out. So as far as living, you know, my best life, this for me, this is my best life. This is what I am meant to do. And I'm sure not everybody, you know, thinks that they're meant to catch pythons, and most people are very afraid of them. But for me, this is it.
So did you not, you didn't do anything with pythons or reptiles when you were in Indiana? It wasn't until you moved to Florida? Did you just
I did. I was, you know, in college and, you know, after college. It was always a hobby. So I always was, it was always a part of my world. But I just never, you know.
Did you have pets? Did you have python pets or reptile pets?
Yes, I did. I had over 50 snakes at one point.
Okay, gotcha. So you were involved with snakes. You just weren't python hunting.
Yes.
And so when you went to Hawaii, you discovered python hunting. So that's really cool. You actually discovered what you're here for. And I think you serve. It's a very valuable thing you're doing, a very, very valuable service, and certainly not a lot of people want to do it. So it's kind of cool that you're doing it. You're helping control the python population in Florida and getting a bang out of it, getting a jolt out of it, emotional jolt out of it. But tell us a little bit about this idea of being unstoppable, which I absolutely love in your promotional material. Tell us a little bit about that and how that relates to what you're doing.
Well, I think the biggest thing when I was making this decision to move here, a lot of people thought I was insane. You know, a lot of people are like, what is wrong with you? Why are you doing this? And I think if I would have let that get to me or let what I thought other people thought of me stop me, I think that, I mean, I wouldn't be living this life right now at all. I would still be in Indiana wishing that I was here, but I wouldn't be here. And I think one of the biggest obstacles that people have, and they don't even realize they have it, is what they care so much about what other people think. And they make so many decisions based on what they think other people think of them or how they think other people are going to react. They don't think about it for themselves. So I just had to sit there and I had to peel back the layers and just say, hey, you know, if somebody does not like what I'm doing, does it really matter? If somebody thinks I'm crazy, who are they and do I really care? And how is it going to, even if it was my family, even if it was, you know, somebody close to me, does it matter to me that, you know, are they going to stop me from living my best life? Or am I just going to say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to enjoy it? And so that's, I think, one of the biggest things as far as being unstoppable is that you have to literally make decisions because you want to do them, not because you are worried about what other people are going to think.
Well, how do you do that? How do you stop giving a rat's behind about what other people think? I mean, if you do, you can't just turn it off.
Sure, well, right. The first thing is you have to think about who are these people. So if it's, you know, social media people, is it, you know, people, friends of friends, is it, you know, people that don't really, how much do they really matter to you? And how is this going to affect their life if you don't do something because of what they think?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, well, it's not going to affect, you know, they probably won't even remember it tomorrow, you know, after making some comment, so who cares? But then you have to step into the people that do matter to you. Everybody has, you know, I can say, oh, I don't care what people think, but there are some people, like my parents. I do care about what my parents think. And my parents are very conventional, and for me to go from real estate broker to python hunter, now they have to tell their friends. yes, my daughter's a python hunter.
But that's kind of cool. There's nothing wrong with being a python hunter. That sounds kind of cool that you hunt pythons, I think. I mean, don't you get that kind of response?
Well, I do now. I mean, for sure. But in the beginning, my parents, that was one of my biggest things, was that I had to be like, okay, if, you know, mom and dad, this is what's happening. And even though I wasn't, you know, running this big successful real estate company anymore and doing all of this, it doesn't matter. And I tell you, they did not tell their friends for a little while at all.
Yeah, that does sound,
and
that sound a little crazy.
But now, well, for sure. But now, you know, I have gotten a lot of notoriety. Things are, you know, people know who I am, and now they're very proud of it. And they're excited to tell everybody, you know, but I had to prove myself. But even if I didn't, it's my life, and I love every second of this, and that's what counts. But they also understand that, too. They want me to be happy. So,
who the hater is, basically, or who's judging you. And how important are they?
Exactly.
And I totally agree with that. All right, so we only have a couple minutes left, but you have in your promo three simple ways to help you take that terrifying leap off your cliff and land your best life. And I can totally see how being a python hunter or huntress would would be taking a terrifying leap, although you don't seem to find it all that terrifying. But how can an average person do that? Because that seems to be something that stops us from living our best life, living a great life, that terrifying leap. How? What are three, you say simple ways, what are three simple ways of doing that?
Well, the first thing is you have to feel it. You have to feel it. That is the one thing for me. I felt in my heart this was, even though I didn't know what I was getting into, I had no idea what was over that cliff, but I'm just like, you know what, this is what I'm supposed to do. And I just knew. And I think people have that instinct, but they tend to ignore it sometimes because of all of these other reasons. Because, you know, fear gets in the way and they're like, oh, well, what about this? What about this? And if they just, you know, if they just trust their gut and know that they're going to be okay, if they trust themselves, they can take that leap. And I'm telling you, you land exactly where you want to every single time. It's really weird.
So
but
trust your gut.
People
trust,
have to.
Trust your gut's number one. What are the other two?
The other one, well, so part of that also goes back to what we were just talking about as far as, you know, not caring what other people think. Figure out how to get past that in your own way. And once you get past that, I mean, the other thing is, you know, what, how am I going to say this? How much do you trust yourself? I mean, I think at the end of the day, that's what this whole thing is about. How much do you trust yourself?
That's great.
And what is the worst that's going to happen? So for me, really fast, when I was going over this and trying to figure out, am I going to do this? What happens if I fail? What happens if I'm not a good Python hunter? Okay, well, I either become a real estate broker in Florida. I become a bartender while I'm trying to, you know, figure out the Python thing. I come back to Indiana, tail between the legs a little bit, but I pick up right where I left off. So it's not that big of a deal. So I'm like, this isn't going to kill me. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I can say that I tried it.
So it's not like how much you trust yourself, it's do you trust yourself? Right?
Yeah,
like,
I think that's a better way to say it.
Yeah, do you trust yourself? I wish you had more time, Amy. You're quite a fascinating woman, and congratulations on living your best life and doing what you love. That's really awesome. Amy Seawee, the Python Huntress. And then Python, what's your website? PythonHuntress.com, is it?
Yes, it's PythonHuntress.com. You got it.
Yes, and the YouTube videos are awesome. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side, Amy. Appreciate it. That's Amy Seawee,
so
Python. Thank you. The Python Huntress, PythonHuntress.com, and that is all the time we have for this evening. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll talk to you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Bye for now.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.